Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky. And I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Monday, September 3rd, and we're glad you're tuned in and listening over WSOF and WAJJ Radio. Hope you had a great weekend and a good day started thus far, a good week started thus far today, and I hope that you are being blessed of the Lord. I ask you to pray for us as we are in Midwest City, Oklahoma, starting a revival meeting here tonight. So if you would be in prayer for us, we're at the Sooner Rose Baptist Church, where Brother Herbert Williamson is the pastor right now, filling in for them until they can get a man. And appreciate Brother Williamson doing that mission work, keep this church going. And so we'll be there preaching revival. Hope you'll remember us in prayer. Hope you'll plan on being at the Island Ford Baptist Church this Wednesday night, if you can, for our midweek service. Lord willing, Brother Doug Bell will be preaching, filling in for us while we're gone on that Wednesday, and then we'll be back on Sunday, Lord willing. Well, today is Labor Day, and the office is being closed at the WSOF and WAJJ radio station. I hope you had a good day, maybe a vacation day or not, I don't know, but I hope it's been a good day nonetheless, and you'll rejoice in the Lord. Amen. Well, we've got a lot of ground to cover. Let me just mention a few things. Prayer requests. Do keep Brother Billy Mitchell in your prayers. God touch him. Pray for the revival meeting. Pray God would continue to help Mrs. Hall as she recovers from that surgical procedure last week. Pray for Brother Billy Parson as he is to have open heart surgery. And I'm not sure exactly when that will be, but pray that God would intervene and help him there as well. And others sick and afflicted and problems going on, pray that God meet their needs also as well. Let's go to the Lord in prayer at this time. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to tell you again that I love you and thank you for loving me. Thank you for putting me in the family of God. Thank you for allowing us to make these broadcasts and air them over these fine radio stations. Lord, I pray that you'd put your anointing hand upon it. Father, I pray that you would blow with your breath, that, Lord, our words might have power, because just our words in themselves have no power. But you have all power in heaven and earth. So I pray you'd put power upon the word and accomplish your will and your work, and you get the glory for it. Lord, I pray that some sinner might come under old-time conviction and might get saved by the grace of God. I pray the saints might be stirred. I pray continue to strengthen Mrs. Hall, help in our revival meeting, help in the midweek service here at the Island Ford Baptist Church and Brother Bell as he preaches. And Lord, use it all for your glory and for your honor. We'll thank you and praise you for all you do. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Well, I do appreciate you praying with us. We've got two songs now lined up by the Shepherd family before we get to our message for this week from the book of Malachi. But we're looking at two songs here by the Shepherd family about heaven. One of them, the last one says, I want to go there. And I do. I want to go there. And then the other one says, it's going to be wonderful. I hope these two songs be a blessing to you. Then the message. In our study last week of the book of Malachi, we looked at Malachi chapter number 3 and verse number 17. We'll be back there again this week. But we dealt with the fact of when God makes up his jewels last week and talked about the reward of the children of God, being spared, being rewarded. Now we're going to look at the second part of that, dealing with, he said, I will spare them as a man spareth his own son. Amen. And so we're going to be dealing with that this week out of Malachi chapter 3 and verse number 17.
Malachi chapter 2, verse number 17. Ye have wearied the Lord with your words, yet ye say, wherein have we wearied him? When ye say, everyone that doeth evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delighteth in them, or where is the God of judgment? Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in, behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. Jump down to verse 17 of chapter 3. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them, as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Dealing with that time in the future when God brings judgment to the earth. And we see that he will first gather his jewels, amen, out of harm's way, amen. He'll gather By the way, in that judgment, everything in this earth, all the elements are going to melt with fervent heat. Everything that has not been snatched away will be destroyed. And I'm glad that on that day, I will be in a place of safety. Amen? Amen. And I'm glad we can have that promise, and we do have that promise based on the Word of God. But even here in the Old Testament, Malachi chapter 3, verse 17, gives us the promise that God is going to reward those that have placed their faith in Him. He says again, "And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts." And I picture that as His protecting arm, as He gathers us in, as if to say the world can't hurt them anymore, the devil can't harm them anymore, amen, and the flesh can't haunt them anymore, amen, by the grace of God, gathered unto Him in His protecting power, "and they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him." I mentioned earlier that there are three natural breaks in this verse, and we've looked at two of those already. We looked at the possession termed of the divine proprietorship. In other words, the statements made, "they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts." God owns us. God announces that He owns us. Amen. God claims ownership to those purchased with His own blood. And then we said, secondly, there's the peculiar treasure of those deemed precious stones. And preached on that this morning. "In that day when I make up my jewels." Amen. And we saw the correlation between the saints and precious stones. Now tonight, with the help of the Lord, I want to look at the last statement in verse 17. "And I will spare them." "As a man spareth his own son that serveth him." Amen. And I call that the promised treatment of the devoted, promoted son. Amen. The promised treatment of the devoted, promoted son. Amen. There is consistent testimony throughout the Bible, Old Testament in particular, and especially the prophet Malachi, consistent testimony that there is coming a day of judgment. Maybe we're called morbid because we constantly think about the fact that judgment's coming. Maybe we're called doom and gloom, but I'm telling you, I don't feel doom and gloom in my soul tonight. Amen. I don't feel a bit morbid in my heart. Amen. Thinking about the fact judgment is coming. Amen. But it's not just God dealing in judgment with the sinners. But it's God dealing in justice with the saints. Amen. And bringing the justice, amen, that is due to those that He has bought with His own blood. Amen. And we know that God is a merciful God. God's a gracious God. And yet one day, if I could say it this way, one day His mercy will expire. One day the date will run out. Expiration date will be over. And the wrath of God will be revealed against sinners. By the way, you know why they put expiration dates on most things? They're required to do it, and that's why they put it on just about everything. But most reason they put expiration date on, let's say you've bought a product, and that product has an expiration date. The reason is because there is corruption inside that package. Whether you've ever opened it or not, amen, no matter, there is corruption inside that package, and that corruption is working, and after that date, that corruption may have reached a point that it will bother you, it will affect you, make you sick. That's why they say that. I'm telling you, this world is rotten to the core, and the date's running out on it. It's not that God's going to make it rotten. They are rotten, and He's going to show their rottenness one day. Amen. He's going to take the lid off this thing. Thank God we're getting out of here. But the corruption of this world is going to overflow, and the judgment wrath of God is going to be revealed against sinners. Amen. The Bible said in Romans chapter number 2 and verse number 5, "But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God." And God's talking about a group of people, really talking about the world over, a group of people that are treasuring up the wrath of God. They are hoarding up the wrath of God. They are adding to already, building up and just banking back the wrath of God in their life. Galatians chapter number 6, we know verse 7 and 8 very well. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. By the way, you'll never be mocked. Amen. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Amen. He that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Amen. Malachi chapter 3, look back at verse number 2, if you will. I read verse 1 of chapter 3, look at verse 2. But who may abide the day of his coming? This is talking about the judgment now. Who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. Look at chapter 4 and verse number 1. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, all that do wickedly, shall be stubble. I know something about grass fields catching on fire. That stubble burns pretty quick, amen. You're better off shaving that stubble. Say amen right there. Amen. I had to throw that in, Brother Steve. Amen. That might not have been for nobody else, but it's for him. Amen. But now let me read that verse again. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, that all that do wickedly shall be stubborn. Here's the phrase. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. In other words, God is going to wipe the plate. God's going to clean the dish. God's going to clean off this earth one of these days. Amen. From all the wickedness and all the ungodliness that's here in this day. Amen. And I'm glad he said it will burn them. I underlined that phrase. And the day that cometh shall burn them up. Amen. I'm glad I'm not part of them. Amen. I'm glad I'm not in that in crowd. Amen. I'm glad I'm part of another crowd. I'm of that crowd that he said I will make up my jewels. Amen. I'm glad I'm part of them by the grace of God. Amen. I'm sure we all know many, many verses about the judgment of God. The judgment of God is coming against sinners. It would take volumes. It'd take page after page after page just to show you some of the judgment of God. But I want to take a few moments, and we're going to look at several verses in the Bible that talk about that particular day. One special day when judgment comes upon the earth. Turn with me to Revelation chapter number 6. This is the last book of the New Testament, the last book of the Bible. God sealing it up after the book of Revelation was written, I believe. No new prophecies, amen. No new word from God, amen. Revelation, we got the complete Bible with the book of Revelation. Here's what God said there at the end, Revelation chapter 6, verses number 14 down through the remainder of the chapter. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. Now underline verse 17, for the great day of his wrath is come. And who shall be able to stand? You recognize that phrase, don't you, from Malachi chapter 3 and verse 2. The last book in the Old Testament said, who's going to be able to stand when he comes? The last book of the New Testament said, who's going to be able to stand when he comes? Turn back in your Bible to Job chapter number 21. Job chapter 21. By the way, Job is thought by most to be the oldest book of the Bible. It does not predate Genesis as far as the occurrences, but its writing probably predates the book of Genesis. Job lived more than likely before Moses, before even Abraham or any of those men. got several reasons to think that, and I may talk to you about that after the service if you'd like. I don't have my facts in front of me, but I think I could think of several reasons that I could explain that to you. But Job chapter 21 and verse number 17. Job chapter 21 and verse number 17. Now, you know, let me say this before I read my text. You know, the book of Job is a writing of several statements by different men. This happens to be a statement of Job. Now, all the statements that these men made or make are not necessarily inspired in themselves, but they were preserved for us by God in our inspired Bible. So I want you to notice this statement. Job chapter 21 and verse number 17. How oft is the candle of the wicked put out? Can you get the scenery there? Can you see that plainly? How oft is the candle of the wicked put out? You know what he's talking about? Snuffing out the candle. He's talking about how quickly sinners die. How oft is the candle of the wicked put out, and how oft cometh their destruction upon them. God distributeth sorrows in His anger. They are as stubble before the wind. Again, that reminds me of what the Bible said in Malachi. Amen. They are as stubble before the wind, and as chaff that the storm shall carry away. God layeth up His iniquity for His children. He rewardeth him, and he shall know it. His eyes shall see his destruction, and he shall drink of the wrath of the Almighty. You see that? Amen. And so he's talking about this wicked man is going to see his destruction. This wicked man's going to see it on his own children. This wicked man's going to see it coming on himself. And he said he is going to drink of the cup of the Almighty. Amen. And so the teaching there is that God is bringing judgment. Now turn over past the poetical books to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter number 24. And this is the first major prophet. And let me read you what he says. There's a couple of places I want to read in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 24. I'm just laying the groundwork that judgment is coming. All right. Chapter 24, verses 1 through 3 of the book of Isaiah. Behold, the Lord maketh the earth empty, and maketh it waste, and turneth it upside down, and scattereth abroad the inhabitants thereof. And it shall be as with the people, so with the priest, as with the servant, so with his master, as with the maid, so with her mistress, as with the buyer, so with the seller, as with the lender, so with the borrower, as with the taker of usury, so with the giver of usury to him. The land shall be utterly emptied and utterly spoiled, for the Lord hath spoken the word. Now God said one of these days he's bringing judgment, and he said it don't matter if you're rich or poor, the judgment's coming. It don't matter if you're lending or borrowing, the judgment's coming. All right, in Isaiah chapter 34 and verse 1 through 8. Isaiah chapter 34. Come near, ye nations, to hear, and hearken, ye people. Let the earth hear, and all that is therein, the world and all things that come forth of it. For the indignation of the Lord is upon all nations, and His fury upon all their armies. He shall utterly destroy them. He hath delivered them to the slaughter. Their slain also shall be cast out. In other words, not buried, just thrown out. And their stink shall come up out of their carcasses, and the mountains shall melt with their blood. And all the hosts of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled together as a scroll. By the way, that's what Revelation said. Heavens are going to roll together as a scroll. And all their hosts shall fall down as the leaf falleth off from the vine, and as the falling fig from the fig tree. For my sword shall be bathed in heaven. Behold, it shall come down upon Idumea and upon the people of my curse to judgment. The sword of the Lord is filled with blood. It is made fat with fatness, and with the blood of lambs and goats, with the fat of the kidneys of rams. For the Lord hath a sacrifice in Bozra, and a great slaughter in the land of Idumea. And the unicorn shall come down with them, and the bullocks with the bulls, and their land shall be soaked with blood. and their dust made fat with fatness. For it is the day of the Lord's vengeance and the year of recompenses for the controversy of Zion. Now, Zion is speaking of Israel. God said, I'm sick and tired of them making fun of Israel.
And the day is coming, friend, when God is going to stand up for Israel. God's going to stand up for His children one of these days. Amen. The suffering, the persecution will then be over. Hallelujah. What a day. Are you prepared for that day? Are you on the right side of that conflict, friend? And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast. Hope you'll tune in this same time every Monday through Friday for another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. Until then, this is Pastor Farrell Shepherd saying good day and God bless you.